Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. We're up to Rabba the Rabba. Okay, Rabbi Huna just said that if a person gives a get while he is dying, even if he didn't make it conditional upon his death, if he recovers, the get automatically gets canceled, just like by Matana. However, Rabba the Rabba, both Rabba and Rabba, who they do not agree with Hod Rabbi Huna. They say that even though, in theory, if the guy recovers, the get should be canceled because he only wanted to give the get because he was dying. So Mahatayda, he is divorced. But the Rabban decided that what? That she's not divorced. Sorry, Mahatayda, she's not divorced because the get gets canceled. But the Rabban decided we'll maintain that divorce is a good divorce and she is a free woman. Why? Gzeda, otherwise we're worried. Shema Yemru Yesh Get Lachamisa. People say, if a guy recovered and the get is no longer a valid get, so what are they going to think? When does the get become valid? Only after he dies. So they're going to surmise from here that a get is valid after somebody's death. So therefore, the Chacham decided that even though he recovered, the get still should be a valid get. So they'll realize the get took place before he died. Freddy Moore, doesn't make sense. So the Torah says that this woman is a married woman. And the Rabbanan said, we're going to make her a free woman. How can it be? If the Torah says she's a married woman, how can Rabbanan come along and say that she is, that's a valid get? The Torah says, not a valid get. Because of the Gzeda, we're going to say that she's mutter. We had this a couple occasions in the Gemara previously, and we answered the same thing. In, yes. Kol the Mekadish, Adaitin Rabbanan Mekadish. When you go stand on the chuppah and you say, Hadi'at Kedas Majisrol, you're making it basically contingent upon their acceptance of this Kedushin. And they decided, they decided to cancel the Kedushin. They don't like it. So therefore, you never married in the first place.
You have to have some sort of
reason why you weren't married in the first place. You just went back with Stamos. Ask the Gemara. Tenach the Kodesh be. It's a question of money. If he uses a ring to be Mekadesh, so they say that the ring is Hefke. It was never your ring in the first place, and therefore you never gave him anything. Fine. Abba Kodesh be a Ma'ikle Meimer. If they were Mekadesh with Bia, what mean about the fact that they had Bia? On Malay, you're right. The fact that it had Bia, but who said the Bia was a shame condition? Shavia Rabbanu Labilasa Bi'ilaznus. We're going to turn that Bia into an Aveda, which is a bigger Kiddush than making money Hefke. We're taking an act, an innocent act, and we're turning it into Aveda to save him. I'm saying it's an innocent act, and then making it, turning it into a Znus. Okay, Tanabana, we learned. What happens if a guy says, Gitich Mahayim Imati, here is a get to you today, if I pass away, mechay lizeh, from the sickness. Over here, even on the previous Mishnah, we said mechay lizeh means only the sickness, nothing else. Here we're saying mechay lizeh means that I never recovered from the sickness. The nafal abayis olav, he died, he never recovered from the sickness, but he didn't die from the sickness, he died because of another thing, something he didn't anticipate. He thought he might die from the sickness. In the end, Hitaka was sick at the time, but he didn't die from it, he died because the house fell, caved in on him, something which is something that a person never had any foresight, it'll happen. Yeah, but he's thinking of what's probably going to happen.
Correct. But Sanal would say, if he limits the reason that she shouldn't become involved in a particular sickness, but something else.
Not particular, we're saying something else. Yeah. Sickness. Not particular. But something that he anticipated to happen, and he's trying to prevent it. But it's something he didn't anticipate to happen, he never thought about it. So therefore the get.
He says in Mati Mechoyle Zeh, and then he gets hit by a bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but exactly. So we're saying Zeh here.
A different cause.
Zeh doesn't mean, oh, no, not a different cause. That's not the question here. The question is not a different cause at all. Zeh does not mean this sickness, Zeh means a sickness. But a cause that's probable, that's very likely to happen. A house falling on top of you is something that does not unlikely, so you never thought about it. A Yechisha Nachish. In a way that's normal for a person to die prematurely.
He
didn't think about the sickness. Different cause doesn't matter. If she has another sickness, if he has another sickness, it's also a good divorce. It's only because something happened that he never anticipated to happen.
Yeah, but if he didn't anticipate it, what he really meant, if I die from the sickness, is I die
in a natural way prematurely. However, he never anticipated a house falling in, or Yechisha Nachash was bitten by a venomous snake. He never anticipated that to happen either. Ain't a get, therefore it's not a get. He only, because it's an ain't is l'shkiach, so it's not a get. He never anticipated it. However, if he says the following, Im loy e'emoid mechoy lizef, I never recover from the sickness. And then another labai is a Yechisha Nachash, that is a get. Then that is a get. L'chayda maish no reish and maish no seif, and both of them you didn't anticipate it. So the Shalmi answers and takes it, brings down It's a big difference. In case number one, you're talking about dying from what the cause of the death is. In case number two, you're not saying what the cause is. You're just saying, I never had a chance to recover from the sickness. And you didn't. Who cares why you didn't recover? Different. You're saying something totally different. However, Al Gemara doesn't like that chiluk. So Al Gemara asks, what's the chiluk? In both the cases, you didn't anticipate the oinus. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the chiluk? And we don't answer it yet. Sholchu metam, the story happened over in Eretz Yisrael. That a person said the same thing, if I don't get up from the sickness, and suddenly he's bitten by a lion. And this happened above him. So the Achlu Adi, they in Babel, there were lions, I guess, as well, like in that solar head. And they sent off to Eretz Yisrael, and they asked, what should we do? He said, if I don't get up from the sickness, it'll be a valid get. And then he was killed by a lion, something he didn't anticipate, but he didn't get up from the sickness. So they said to him, Ein Lonu, nope. This is not a get. He never anticipated he'll be bitten by a lion, be eaten by a lion, so therefore he never anticipated, and therefore he only said it'll be a get from whatever he anticipated, not from the thing he didn't anticipate. Okay, so the Gemara resolved with that. And therefore we don't answer the question, there's a steed in the nation safe and remain stuck. We're going to conclude at the end that there's a mistake in the Braisa. There's a person, the Zovin Ara Lechavre, a person, now that we're talking about unanticipated events, a person sold a property to his friend, Kobilale, and the vendor took upon himself, called Ointze de Misyal, I guarantee you, whatever happens to your field, I will reimburse you. But what happened was something wild. The king decided to take the river and channel it across his field. Who thought that's ever going to happen? No one knew. So therefore, an event happened that I totally anticipated. So when I guaranteed you, I thought about floods. I thought about, you know, if somebody comes to, say, claim that the field wasn't mine, things which are normal. So what happens? L'soif, I think it'd be another. They pushed the river in that direction. They've the river that direction. Asakaravina. Omli said, Zeal, Shafile, go ahead and pay him. Pay him quietly. No, Saravina Paskin, yeah, you took responsibility, pay. You took upon yourself all the accents that will eventualities. This is not something you took upon yourself. You never even anticipated that the king or the ministers are going to divert the river right across your land. It just so happened to be I disagree. This is an uncommon event. You never thought about it, and therefore nothing happened. Eisved Avin LeRav, Rav has a Rav question, but we had in the Braise here, it says, Im loy emid mechayle zen, the safe of the Braise says, if I don't get up from the chayle, the novel of Braise, unanticipated event, the house fell down, and he said the get will be a get, and it didn't have a get, so we see that even unanticipated events, Om LeRav, he asked me from the safe, look at the Reisha, Ve'im Amereisha, ain't a get, there it says, unanticipated event, is not a get. Om LeRav, Achadif LeRavin, Nu, Meshum de Kasher, Reisha, Seifo, Loy, Masvin, and Tiyuf, Timenei, So shouldn't we ask a question from the Braise itself? Yes. In Kivan de Kashi Reisha Sefer, the Braise absolutely doesn't make sense. The Reisha says unanticipated events is not, but you had no intention. The Sefer says even unanticipated events, you did have intention. So which one is it? Can't be. Lo'itma be Medrasha. This Braise obviously was not learned in the base of Medrash. Umeshabashtihi. The whole Braise is a mistake. Zeal buses fodder. You can't rely on the Braise more, you got to use logic. A person does not anticipate unanticipated events.
So that means we rejected the whole Braise?
Yes, we reject the whole Braise. No, so we reject the whole Braise. We don't know what to do, so we follow logic. You follow the common sense criteria.
Common sense goes according to the person who's thinking it.
A party who has no vested interest. They're common sense. Anybody with a vested interest has no common sense. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa, Rav Yeshua, Zovin, they once bought sesame seeds, agited in Malka, right in the port of Malka. Ogre, they hired Malchi, a whole bunch of sailors, Lavruni, to transport this purchase, which they bought at a very good price, all the sesame seeds, bring it over across to them. Kabilu, Alayu, Koloinze, the Messialid, so the sailors took upon themselves any eventualities we'll cover. If the boat capsizes, we'll reimburse you the money for the sesame. Give an insurance policy. L'soif, at the end, is Taken nor Malka. The river's blocked up. The king decided to block up the river and no longer go to the house where the Papa Rishon lived. Couldn't transport it. Amruluhu, so the Papa Rishon said to the sailors, you guaranteed it. You hire horses or cows or donkeys and schlep it away to the house. I cost money, it's your loss, because you guaranteed you're going to bring it to a house, door to door. Go hire donkeys and bring it to our house. The kabil to alaycha koloinze the misyalad. You took it by yourself. Any future, any eventualities. Also, the kamidrovi. In today's world, we have a thing called an act of God. whenever there's an eventuality that you never anticipate, it's called an act of God.
All of these atheists, they blame God.
That's right. Also, the Kamei the Rava, so Rav Huna, so these sailors, and Rav Huna came for Rava to ask a shayla. Amalu said, Kake Chivri, the vice against. Mishalch Glima the Incha, you want to strip the guy off the clothes? You know, basically, the cost of hiring donkeys to schlep it from the boat to the house is a fortune. They're going to lose a big loss. It's something he never anticipated, never had in mind. Interesting, therefore they don't have to pay. But interesting, he called him Kake Chivre, which means old man, where Rapapa and Yeshua were both his Talmidim, were Rava's Talmidim. So how can Rava call them you old geezers? No, he said that the sailors don't have to reimburse you, too bad, because... They took responsibility, but not an act of God.
Maybe it's a term of endearment.
It's a new contract. You didn't even anticipate this was happening.
Exactly. Yours, nobody did. That's right.
Because you didn't.
So some, I'm not sure I would say that they actually aged very quickly. Other thing is, it was actually a derogatory term. You know, it says over there that why was Rabbi Yochanan able to sit by the mikveh and watch all the girls come out? Because to me, they're all kikake de chivri. They're all like vice kachkas. In other words, they mean nothing to me. So Rabbi was ridiculing them. You're trying to take advantage. Rabbi Papa's a very rich man. Rabbi Papa's a very rich man. He was an alcohol producer, a manufacturer, a very had more. And these poor people work very, very hard. And you're trying to take them to the tailor to strip them of every cent they have using my court. To take the shirt off the back. So he used a derogatory term that to me, you're like kachkas. You're not my Talmud. You're such a Talmudim I don't want. To me, you're just kachkas out in the wild. Anyway, Mishnah. Loitis Yachid, we'll start with Rashi. Loitis Yachid ima. If let's say the husband gave the wife a get and said, if I die from the sickness, this get is a valid get from now. So then now you're not live together anymore. Because what happens if he dies in 6 months? That means they were divorced already 6 months ago. How can they live together during the 6 months? She was a panuya. They should not be miyachet together. Ella b'fnei edim, only in front of witnesses. So nothing happens untoward. Rashi, let's yachin imoizesh and nos and getting get for amalam. Hayim. Imati from today, if I pass away, loitis yachid imoy. Why? Shema yovile. They might have relations. That was wrong. And the ikal lemandam echashin hashem boni yudushin was scared that during those 6 months, since the divorce is a valid divorce, you want to activate divorce. If he dies 6 months later, we'll say the divorce is good 6 months ago. But you live together as a husband and wife 3 months later, which means you got married again. Where's the divorce for your second marriage? So your divorce is my health, nothing. Utzicha get sheni your second get, but he's dead now. Well, the man, the loy chayish nami, and even the one who says that we are not worried that maybe they did it l'shem kedushin, but also she's a single woman, and a man should not be alone in a house with a single woman. Mekamakim pnuyehi, but also this yachid imat pnuyeh nala being alone in a room with a pnuyeh single girl, unless you're going on a date.
It's a profound thought.
Now we're talking about tachlis, practicalities. But if you want to be alone, I feel like anyone in the room is enough. Except her maid, if she feels very emboldened in front of a shivcha to do whatever she wants. Mahi ba'isana yami. What about those days? Mikbachlek is Rashi and Tesis what pshat. Rashi learns mahi ba'isana yami is a whole new story. We're not talking about, okay, according to Rabbi and Tam, we're talking about over here, continuation. He said, mahayim imati. And the question is, so during those days, we're going to have more opinions. Even though we learned in Mishnah a minute ago that you shouldn't be miyach, we're going to have more opinions. But according to Rashi, it's a whole new case. You know the case is, instead of saying mahayim, he said, right before I die. Right before I die, which means the cheder that the get is not chal till 1 minute before you pass away. So during the next 6 months, whatever it is, you don't know when you pass away. Are they allowed to live together all that time? Says the Mishnah. Ma'i b'isin yamid. Rabbi Yehuda says ke'esh is ish l'chol d'vareh. She's mamish a married woman in every respect. And if somebody has relations with her, an outsider, they're chayiv chenik, like living with a adultery. Rashi. And if you commit adultery with her, it's like anywhere else, you get chenek. Even though eventually he died from that sickness, we're talking about a case, not mahayim, we're talking about what he said, right before I pass away, you're divorced. So till then, no, a stranger. oh, we had, you thought it was your wife, it's going to be
the... He
doesn't
know that it's an accusation.
No.
He thinks it's more to him.
Either that, or we had a Gemara a few times. You thought it was your wife, it's going to be somebody else lying in a bed.
It was dark at night.
Exactly.
So if he doesn't make this,
he does.
No, in the other case...
Mahayim. According to Rashi Mahayim, she's definitely a penuya. No question. If somebody has relations with her, there's no miss at all. She's a penuya. In fact, our chashi is that maybe you got married again. Or yichud. But it's how Rashi learned. Rashi learned very differently. And the Gemara fits a little bit better than Rashi, so we'll learn Rashi's way. The Gemara says, it's talking about Ba'imullah, he said, when he gave the get, here's the get. He's Gashi boy, and you know when you take effect, the last minute that I'm in this world, imati, if I pass away. When's the get take effect? Right before he dies. She's a full-fledged married woman. However, Rabbi Yossi, which we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Yossi holds mechiyav legita. Every second there's a question. Kol shaitim mesapkalon b'me'eshin v'olam. How do you know that in a minute from now he won't pass away? So every minute is a suffix. Maybe he'll pass away in a minute. Maybe I'm a divorced woman. So therefore, if somebody has a relationship with him, you can't kill him. It's chasafik if she was an Eish Ish at the time. Hichas feiki. Even though 10 minutes later it was verified that she was an Eish Ish, but at the time of the Aveda, it was only a suffik. So you bring an Asham Talui. Whenever there's a suffik, if an Aveda was done, at the it doesn't help that tomorrow, we'll see later, Rashi ties into Breda. Doesn't help. Tazim what I tell him what we learned. Sorry, the mission. Rabbi Yossi Yemen, Mugeresh, suffik, what's her status? Tazim what I tell him what we learned. It says Ra'uha the whole time till he dies. Of course she's Gedeshes. No question she's Gedeshes. The question is when that happened.
Yeah, the only time in question is that time period up until he dies. According
to Rabbi Yossi, everyone agrees a minute before he dies she's divorced. But when does that happen? So Rabbi Yossi holds every minute is always a chash. Maybe this is the minute before he passes away. So therefore we can't punish anybody. It's always a suffix Mugadesh and Gedeshes. Says the Gemara. We learned Ra'uwa, you saw Shenisyachta Imoy Bafela. You saw that this woman was together with him, with her husband, in the dark. No, it was suspicious that maybe they had some relations. Oishi Yishani Imoy, or they were sleeping together. Tachas Maglas Amita under the bed. So we're choishes that what they had, perhaps they had some relations. Ain't choishes. We are not choishes. Sheman is asking b'davarach. We're not worried that they had any relations because they're divorced. Or because he said to her that I'll be divorced. Hayyemi Mati. So therefore, we don't think that anything happened. He's trying to help her out, but you have to make sure that the get takes place before he dies.
Well, you can say the get will take place a half minute before I die.
Yeah, but it makes that way had a machlek the hard word. But here it makes sense. I'm giving you the get. So I think if I give you the get, this is the moment that the get has to take effect.
Then don't live in the same house. Be divorced properly.
But you like her. Still your wife. You're just trying to help her out, and you're very sick.
He's still helping out. He said the divorce takes a half a minute before I die. Not today, 6 months before I die.
Yeah, but then it's very complicated how to live together. You'll say, like the mission is here, and later on, the next mission, it's complicated. Married, you're not married. Says the Gemara, and the mission, but I continue. So we're not choishes anything happened on toward. But then it says, the choishes should be worried that maybe there was nus. Stidim and Ebe. But we don't suspect that the tashmish they had was to get married again. What's going on here? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Av chayshim kedushin," and not only chayshim that they were at bila, but chayshim this bila was kedushin, so the get is canceled because they get married again. My kama, what's going on here? So we have a few ways to learn. Amar Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said, "Amar Rabba Baravur said, Hachi kama." The same Rabbu we had yesterday, the whole discussion they had, the Allah Rabbi Yossi. This is what he said. Hachi kama. This is how we look at the Braisa. Rav Uha Shenivla. When it says Nisyachta, it doesn't mean you only saw them together in the same room. You actually saw them having relations. The question is, what is the significance of that relations? Is it them having fun, or they have in mind the shame bia or znus? Which one is it? They happen to see them walking in. We don't react to physical to see. The din is that if you see them, if you see them walking in like a couple's about to have relations and they stay in the room long enough, then we assume that's like it happened. As if you saw. If you saw them have relations, we are worried that maybe they got married again. Even though he gave her a get to Mayim, but 2 months later, he's still alive. And you saw them having relations, we're going to assume that they got married a second time. Therefore, it doesn't matter that the first get is valid, she needs a second get.
What are you doing in the room?
Again.
Okay.
Oh, you're under the bed. Let's say the top of the bed, there's nothing.
What are you doing in the room?
You saw the feet sticking out from under the bed.
Where? What are you doing?
The door was left wide open, and you're walking by. It happens. They thought they were home alone. Amar Rabba Baravu, Rabu said, Haki Kama. Ra'ua Shenivala, we saw them boil Chayshishim Mishim Kedushin. Well, Chayshish Kedushin. However, that's the first part of the Braise. Then the Braise says, You're not Chayshish, look at what does that mean? Nasan Laksafi, if we saw him give her money, Chayshish Mishim Kedushin. Why do you give him money? Probably it's
payment
for services. So therefore, there's no Kedushin. Even though it's his wife. The Amrina Basnala Nasan, they gave it as a gift. Then the Braise continues, the Ain Chayshish Mishim Kedushin. And it's all one thing. And we're not Chayshish Kedushin. So that was, if you don't see any money, we're talking about you actually saw them having relations. If no money passed hands with Chayshish, people don't do Bilas Nus, they did a Shem Kedushin. So even though he gave her a get, he needs another get now. Since if he died, she's a married woman, she's a widow, and not she's Chayv and Yibun. However, if there was money changing hands, we're not worried. Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yehuda, Meiri says, Abazu Chayshim Kedushim. He says, no, even if there was money, we're worried about Kedushim. Why? Why? Because maybe it was just a gift. Who said it was Nus? Rashi. Right, the Gemara says, working mother. Shem Ba'aleh had relations with the common party. My common, what do you mean? They Chayshim Shem Ba'aleh Kedushim, that's it, he gets any second get. My common, Tani ain't Chayshim Shem, and he said, I'm not worried that they had in relations. What's going on here? If you saw them having relations, but worried about kedushin, tzricha get sheni nis and get mishum kedushin because they got married again. The ain kant tam get yoshan. The issue here is not get yoshan means. This is Rabbi Tam's hope shot. Get yoshan means if I write a divorce for my wife and after I write the divorce, we have relations. That get cannot be used. That's called a get yoshan. Once you because kivon shenosan ain olagasha, you're not allowed to have any more relations. So therefore, it's as if he cancels the get. But that's not the issue, Kondarashi, the get, if you're talking about Mahayim, the get is a valid get, Mahayim. We're worried that there's a new condition. A new condition. Because the get is valid. Shekvan Masrullah, Kaydach, he gave it to her. Because he's not holding on to it. He gave her the first get. He gave her the get to Mahayim. So now, what's the issue here? Maybe they got married again.
So, if he's got a real good for nothing brother,
and therefore,
there's no way she should live with. He wants to protect her. The only way he can protect her
to separate.
Nah, keep giving her ass on him. So there's always news.
According to Tanakam, yeah.
No, he's over. On Bilas Nus, then that's
it. That's true. Probably Bilas Nus. At the time, Kiddushi.
Depends.
It's a Pnuya. It's only a Pnuya.
Depends what aspect. Yeah, she's a Pnuya.
It's only a Pnuya.
This is Ventzch Bumeret. You know, you're looking at it from the point of view. What's worse for him or what's worse for her?
At the time, Kiddushi, Allah, what's he going to get? Not like Soph, Machabil, Choshish, there's no claim, Toilin, Beers, there's no Strabbis, no. They chayshul kedushin lahatzich yes and get the eel shame kedushin ball. They had relations as a husband and wife. Love the yovle asla. Why give her a gift? Vay chayshul znus love davke. Doesn't mean znus. The my what do you mean chayshul znus? And if it is znus, so what's the big deal? As Moshe was asked, the my chashika. Who cares? Imishum kuhuna that she shouldn't be marrying a kohen anyway. She's a divorcee. Hagrushi v'nifshla eel truma. If she's a bas kohen lemifshla elabi zaveda. The only time she becomes disqualified if she has relations with a man that she's not allowed to get married with. To her original husband, she's allowed to remarry. Kigen kusi chol nesin amamz v'han nefashim yivamis grushin el aidi the knocket ain't choishin b'sefer noglash choish b'reisha. Doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Yehi says ab bazu shenas laksaf mchoishin b'shukdushin. Why? Dil mahanik saf alav osnino matani. Gave her a gift. He likes his wife. He gave her a nice gift, not because it's paying for services rendered. Says your mother, say Bazay, come on, Ozla, according to who does go home, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who's the follower, says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Machlekes, there's a Machlekes, Bishamai, Bishilel, if we'll have in the last Paydik. Somebody divorces his wife, well, next last Paydik. And then they sleep together in a hotel after he divorces his wife, sleeping in a hotel. Bishilel says you need a new get. Basil says that probably they know each other so well, probably they had some relations. And Ein Adam Oise Bilase Bilaznus, probably did a Shein Kedushin. And therefore, you need a second get. And Beishamai says, no, you don't need a second get. So Rabbi Yechon learned that when does the Hill say you need a second get? Davke Keshera Uwe Shenivula. Stop the Velpana Choshish. If you just see him living in the same hotel, doesn't mean nothing happened. However, if you saw them have something happen, then we're going to be chayish gedusha. But if he did not see anything happen, then dibra hakol, you're not going to get. We're not going to chayish anything happen. You don't need to get. Come on. So according to who goes, the goes dibra hakol works out according to everybody. Whether you follow Tanakama, whether you follow Rabbi Yosi, the whole machlekes in this brisa is only when you saw them having bila. But right, and the question is whether it's nus or whether it's kedushin. If you gave money, is this nus or kedushin? It's still kedushin. But if you did not see them having any relations, we're not choishes anything happened at all. Just like, but the way Rabbi Yechon explains the machlekes b'sham v'sil is only when you saw them have a bila. But if you did not see, we're not choishes anything happened at all. Okay, maskif la
and connection to Hashem.
Does it say anyway money? Yours, according to your version, the only time the Tanakhama says that we're choishish, that we're not choishish for kedushin is if money. If there was money, if there was no money, according to you, if there's no money, we're choishish that according to everybody that there was that something happened. The only time Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama is if you gave money, how do we interpret the money? But if you didn't give money, everyone says that is Bila Shen Kedushin. Yeah, so it's not a Diva Hakul. Elamar Abaye Harkamer. This is how we look shot. Ra'ua Shenivala. If you saw that they were boil, Choyshishim Shushnus. If you saw they were, this is how you look the Braise. If you saw they were boiled, then your choish is because it's nus. Not choish that they get married. Your choish is that there was nus. Because the ain choish is we're not worried about marriage. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and he says, no, av choish is gedushin. So in other words, when the Braise says that if there were if you're not choishes shemun zav lebrachah v'choishes nus, it's not two separate cases. Ain choishes lebrachah mean we're not choishes for kedushin. What are we choishes? That it is nus. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that relationship, we think that what? That it's kedushin, which sounds like Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda will hold like Hill, and Tzadikam will hold like Shammai. Odd. How does Gemara ask that? How then? How you learn Pshat Rav Yechon? Machlekes Kishurush. How Machlekes Bishamil Beruniv Lavaluniv Lo Kiyahal Kasirim Meged. Come on, Rav Yechon Yehuda. Rav Yechon Yehuda holds like Beisil and Tanakama Beshamai. That even though you saw them boil, Tanakama holds with a choishes that Hashem kedushin. That's Beshamai shita. Maskil La Rav. Sorry.
Is this regard as a kulah Beshamai?
Get sheni, and Mishamai says, maybe it is. He's saying that it's nus. L'chein here, Beisil is machmer. He's making a second get, and if the guy dies or whatever, he needs a second get. It's a chumrah. You think? Yeah, Maskel Rabbi came. My af l'chein that Beis Beisil being machmer, saying that we're choishes l'kedushin. Af means also this. It's not also. This is. A big machlekes. I hold that we are choishes. Not only is nus, we're also choishes kedushin. What's nus? Nus is not a big deal. Kedushin is a problem that she got married a second time. So we're in af. Elo Amar Rava Hachikamer. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer says af goes on loy rosh nivul choishes kedushin. The Tanakhama says dafke the edim saw them having relations with choishes kedushin unless money changed hands. Comes along Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says. That even if we did not see them having relations, if we saw them together, we are choishish for kedushin. Now that's a big chumrah, and that's what the af is. Af is not referring to the kedushin. Af is referring to the situation. If the edim saw or didn't see, even if they didn't see, as long as you saw them together, edi yichud, there heinein edi yichud, heinein edi bia. We automatically assume they had relations because they know each other so many years. Nu ibazay kaman ozo hodam rabbe khan yekh makhlek shlo shim vola ho makhlek is bisham bisaz only if they actually saw relations abalo rudi will be akon zikh again kaman ozo kaman ozo khad like nobody because it's not even hakol because according to the basis you know hold that even if you didn't see they have a khash kedushin you said even hakol everyone holds if you didn't see there's no khash kedushin and the basis you hold there is a khash kedushin okay so more vaite mahi boysna yamin what's the din of those days I remember according to that we learned rashi pshat Rashi holds the guy said, right before I die, this get should take effect. So that Tanakhama says she's a married woman till the very last minute, and if somebody has relations with her, it's adultery, Yechayv Chenek. And according to Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, every single second we're Choshish, maybe this is the minute before, so there's always a suffix, Mugreshes, and Mugreshes. Says the Gemara, Mahi Ba'is Nayamim, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ke'esh, Ish Chol is a full fledged married woman, and Rabbi Yosi Aymer, Mugreshes, Ve'en Mugreshes. Divorced, not divorced. Tana, we learned. Ubevad she yamas. when do we say Mugereshes Ve'en Mugereshes? Only if eventually he dies. If he never die, if he doesn't die, then she's a full married woman, because he only said the divorce should take place a minute before he dies. Ulechimayis Havigita. So what are you saying? Only after he dies the get becomes activated. What's going on? There's no get lachamisa. What he's saying here is, a moment before I die, it should take effect. Rashi. Tana b'vatchi yomas avil idlei mes. If he didn't die, he made it conditional. This get is valid only if I die. If he doesn't die, let's say he outlives her, she wasn't divorced. Avil idlei mes igloi milsa de lav gitu. She was a married woman. V'chayiv chatas. According to everybody, he's chayiv chatas. Not a notion tali. Freddy Gemara, is Rashi, parchinan, 10 lines in the bottom. Bein le Rabbi Yisi, the master lo eich is ish. Rabbi Yisi says it's a full-fledged married woman. Safik, bein le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi says that she's a Safik, right? Every minute, maybe this is the minute before he dies. Or Rabbi Yehuda says definitely she's a married woman because he said a minute before he died. The master lo eich is ish, vade. Lichimayis, once he's dead, heichi have a gita, how does it get effective? Holy didula have a get le mafreya. They're both saying it's not Mahayim, it's when he dies. No, when he dies, it's too late, he's a dead man. And a dead man can't give a get. She's already a free woman. There's no one to give the get. Im kein lo have a get ad lacham misa. So next Rashi, Omar Rabba, what's Rabba's answer? Masnisa laba oim mahayim im mati. Don't look at Rabbeinu Tam that is talking about occasions of Hayim im mati. There, everyone agrees. When he dies, when does the get become activated? Retrospectively, from the time he gave her the get. The Habor le potter. And anybody had a relationship between surely the potter. I want it to be a get 1 minute before I die. So what's the machlek is a bin Rabbi Yisi? When is the get chal 1 minute before the guy dies? Umi is until that moment she's a married woman. But Rabbi Yisi holds mishas nesina. The moment you gave her the get, every minute is a suffix. Maybe the next minute will die. Maybe this is sure that moment has muchal misa. And therefore, the habi get suffic. I alpha god b'chai. I live a minute later. Ein breda. So Rashi ties it into the machlekel breda ein breda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say yes breda. Every minute we realize, a minute before, she was a full married woman because he didn't die that minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says ein breda. Every second, maybe this is the minute before he's going to die. A minute later, it realized he didn't die. So what? Ein breda. What happened later has no effect on before.
If you say that there is breda, so then when he dies, it will be megala that a second before.
Exactly.
That's when he gets to be chal.
Exactly. 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 But Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breda, and therefore, doesn't
the whole
work.
Thing doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Ready? See you tomorrow.